number three is whatever version of your value proposition you're going to use for that particular client. And
right.
you want to customize it for each individual one. I'll give you a general one that I use. And you want it to be pretty short, and you want it to end by throwing things back to them. But normally, if you've had, you know, a little chit-chat, and then you say, how can I help? And they say, gee, you can't, or I don't know, what are you trying to accomplish? Not really sure, just thought it would sit down. Then that normally is communicating that they don't really want to start things off. They don't know enough about me or you or whoever the financial advisor is going to be yet. So we want to get a little bit of comfort with us and our program and try again. So my third try would be, well, maybe it'd be helpful for me to tell you a little bit about my practice and the work that I do. And I would kind of ask for permission to tell my story. And they almost always, if they've said no twice already, then they say, yeah, that would be good. So then I tell you my story. So my story is, well, just tell you a little bit about myself and the work that I do here at Wachovia. First of all, I am unlike any financial advisor that you will ever meet anywhere. All of my people that I meet with, including you, meet with me the exact same way that you did. They have a conversation with somebody who knows about the work that I do and has a pretty good idea of the problems that I solve. They recognize that you've got some things that you'd like to accomplish, some problems that I'm very good at solving, and they make the introduction. And in fact, my practice is 100% referral only. I don't do any advertising. I don't do any cold calling. I don't have my picture splashed over billboards or bus stops anywhere. I don't do any unsolicited mail to people. The only way to meet with me is to be introduced by somebody who knows about the work that I do, recognizes you're a good fit, and to have a personal introduction. So now I'm introducing a very exclusive feel, and that I'm very different from everybody else that's out there, and I'm beginning to plant the seeds that my clients refer business to me. And I'm not hitting over the head with it. I'm not telling them, and by the way, if you decide to do business with me, I'm going to expect referrals. I don't put any pressure on them to do that, but I'm just introducing the idea. I'm giving them a story that they can tell when, oh my God, I had the most fascinating meeting with a financial advisor today. And it was kind of neat that I even got to see him, because this guy is like one of the most exclusive financial advisors. And, you know, that part of it's not necessarily true, because a lot of people have referral-only practices. But in their mind, it makes me different and better than everybody else that's out there. And then I'll go into being part of a bank broker, because very often when they leave and they say, oh, I met this guy at Wachovia, met this girl at Wells Fargo in Wachovia. Bank? You're doing business with a bank broker? You know, God, why aren't you going to Merrill Lynch, or why aren't you going to somebody that's independent? So I want to not only answer that objection before it even comes up, I also want to give them a little bit of ammo that they can use to answer it if it comes up later. And I want to keep it very sweet and very simple. So I'll say another thing that makes me unique is that I'm affiliated with Wells Fargo Investments or Wachovia Securities. And because of that, we're completely different from anybody else that's out there doing what we do. And one of the reasons that they even have us as a division is they found out a long time ago that if you have one product or service with us, and that's all you've got, your likelihood of being a very good customer for us long term really isn't all that great. About one in six people, if you just, for example, had a CD with us and that was all. But we found that with each additional product or service that we're able to provide for you and meet or exceed your expectations, the likelihood that you'll continue to do business with us goes way up. In fact, our goal is to have you have so many good products or service that the next time you need something, you'll come to us first. And if we're really amazingly successful, eventually we'll get to the point where you will come to us only. In fact, when I invest your money, when I meet with you, I'm doing that with the full weight of this company on my shoulders, because I know if I do a good job, and that's definitely is going to be my goal, I want you to, you know, be giving me very good feedback in the future. If I do a good job, the likelihood that you'll do more business with us has gone up significantly. But if I do a bad job, if I don't meet your expectations, I know I'm not only putting that investment account at risk, I'm putting mortgage accounts, CDs, loans, and everything else at risk. So when I talk to you, I'm doing that with the full weight of this corporation on my shoulder. So with that being said, why don't you tell me a little bit about your goals and objectives and what it is that you're trying to accomplish? About a third of them now will open up at this point. So if you look at the first one, that was going to get like 12 to 15%. And if they have that challenge, then you can go back in and do a second one. And that'll get some people to open up, but not that many, 5 to 10% maybe of the people to open up. This is going to get a lot of them. This will loop in about a third of the people. But some people will still kind of struggle. And they'll still have a little bit of a challenge with enunciating what they really want. They'll be giving you just the normal responses. But if you're not getting anywhere or they're still having trouble, strategy number four